Daniel Ricciardo looks like he's back in the seat at Red Bull.
Well, it's a seat. He's back, Del, and returning to Red Bull as a test driver for the 2023 season. Our very own Daniel Ricciardo at the Red Bull Racing.
He's 33 years old.
Team's third driver, though.
Yeah, so he's not getting much of a go, mate.
He's testing. He's doing the simulator work, but I guess it's good that he's going to be behind Max Verstappen and also Sergio Perez, who are the two team drivers. But yeah, he's involved.
He did his best work there. He should have never left, but his bank balance is very, very handy.
Yeah, good on
with McLaren and Renault, that he's want to big euros going in his bank account. But he wants to be back, and they are happy to have him back. And he's a good energy.
Mate, he wants to be back because he can't go anywhere else, mate. Simple as that.
God, gee, you ripped in a bloody Daniel Ricciardo, one of the nicest Australian sportsmen we've got.
I like him, but I'm just saying, let's be honest, let's not sugarcoat it. Like, he can't get it
mate,
anywhere
else. You sugarcoat everything. And now you're in the bloody Ricciardo.
We want him on the grid, though, don't we?
Of course we do. Well, it's better him to be here than down the back with Haas or someone like that, because they gave Schumacher's son the flick the other day. Yeah. So you don't want to be back down there.
Best of luck anyway, Daniel.
Now in his corner. Look out. Turn our eyes to the Roosters, and the star Angus Crichton is set to miss the start of the NRL season. He added his round one and two after downgraded from 2 weeks down to one. So he'll only miss the Dolphins game first round. Any ambush there?
They'll smack the Dolphins no matter what anyway.
Mate, I'm telling you, the Dolphins, mate, they'll come fired up. I'm telling you now, Wayne
Bennett. You want to put some money on the Dolphins, Roosters?
No, I don't like betting, mate, but I'm just saying, just understand a Wayne Bennett coach side. Like, you want to get some respect in the comp. People think it's going to be a long season for the Dolphins.
It will be.
Mate, it might not be.
It'll come last.
We'll just see. But the Roosters.
He's lost his power.
We'll see. But the Roosters, they
went for
a bit nervous.
Some big people, didn't he? And he didn't get any of them.
Well, Angus Crichton.
No one cares about him anymore.
I don't mind the Angus Crichton one game. Like, it's. I thought, you know, two
you
was.
You wanted him 10 weeks.
No, I said 2 weeks, fair enough, mate. Mean. Just don't cock your elbow. Simple as that, mate.
Okay, what about the soccer that's over in Qatar? Apparently, there's some sort of soccer going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
Germany won, Japan 2.
And they were cruising too. Germany dominated the game and then
hit the post 1-0
up, 1-0 up, and then just bang, bang.
I loved it.
The Japanese were sensational.
Yeah.
They just work ethic. They just keep moving, don't
they? They're just incredible. What about Costa Rica 0, Spain 7? Now, Spain have been tipped by some people to actually go on and win it. You know, they had a golden age about 10 years ago when they won the World Cup and the European Championships, and they've been off the pace a little bit. But that would be exciting for the comp if Spain went deep, because they play some really nice stuff.
Sensational.
They're sexy too. I like that. Sexy team, Spain.
They are. What about Belgium 1, Canada 0? And what about tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Brazil versus Serbia? It'd just be nice to see Brazil out there playing. I don't think it's a World Cup, Del, until you see that jersey.
Yeah, 100%, mate.
You know what I mean?
Serbia's
a great
win.
Team.
Yeah. Serbia are a good team. Yeah. Brazil are as well. So we'll give you all the updates tomorrow on that. But I'm really enjoying the fact that you can watch it live and you can watch it for free. And SBS are doing a wonderful job. We don't have enough sport around now for free-to-air, so really nice.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.